Hello. I think this will be my July ramble. This will be my July ramble. Whew. We're already halfway through the year. Wow. And I'm a co-host here. Pinkcone is wearing a little is wearing my bell ribbon collar thing. He jingles. Hi, Pinkun. Have you been a good boy? Yes, you have. You are always a good boy. I did a little photo shoot with him. I'll share the pictures, with his post. He looks ridiculous. He's wearing cat ears, he's wearing a collar, but he's very cozy. And he's gonna wear whatever I put on him. Right, Pinkun? You like this? He does. He likes dress up. At least he doesn't have the bell gag this time. Cause I need you to consent. Yeah, this week has been pretty good, I think. I released the rainy audio. As you guys know, it was like a spontaneous recording done with live rain, so the pitter-patters were a bit loud. I got some mixed reviews from that. I've tinkered with it after uploading and getting feedback, but I don't know if I could make the rain any quieter. I tried a noise reduction it. It made everything quieter. I boosted it back up, and honestly, it sounded about the same, but I'm not an audio engineer, so I'm not quite sure what to do. I've sent it off to someone who once offered to help me edit audios. If they manage to make it a little quieter, maybe I'll re-upload. But honestly, you people who listen to ASMRs at full volume, why? It's so painful on the ears. You guys are crazy for liking Skitty. So, yeah, live recordings are kind of out of my hand. One of you guys mentioned that I should just record rain and use it as a separate track. I totally should do that. It's always like an afterthought. But I really also kind of like recording in the moment when there's rain. It just feels more natural and I don't know, I just get into character a lot easier. It's more authentic. It's more Skitty. And you know that rain is real. I don't use some sound stuff I downloaded off of, was it Freesounds? There's a website where you could download a bunch of rain audios. I think I could also get some from YouTube as well. Maybe I'll do that in the future. But for now, you get real me, you get real rain, and you get mediocre audio quality. I really wanted to record an audio tonight. Maybe I'll try, but sound, I feel like I'm still hearing sound from outside of my home, and so I'm like paranoid I'm gonna get artifacts in my audio. You might get it here, so I might wait until later this weekend to record. Tomorrow I'm going to see family, so not sure how much is gonna be done, but I will record something this week before I go back to work. That's my goal. You know what I wanted to share with you guys? Even though I'm not doing audio these past few days or recording, I've been emailing people. I've been doing audio-related stuff that isn't audio, and I reach out to Pornhub. Cause Pornhub took down my mommy audio a few weeks back, and I'm kind of tired of them taking down my audios. Because I've read their terms of service, and I hoped that putting a disclaimer in my video would do something, but obviously it's not people looking at my videos. It's being taken down by bots or someone's reporting me. So I emailed Pornhub, to be like, okay, I read your terms of services. I'm trying to follow the rules, but I still get taken down. So tell me what I'm supposed to do. Cause I really want to do mommy content for people. Cause Reddit won't let me do it. I could put it on my site, but there's like, no new traffic there. So Pornhub, let me know, mommy. So I emailed them, and I got a message back today. I kind of skimmed it, but maybe I'll read it with you guys. One thing I do appreciate about Pornhub is that usually a human gets back to me, unlike YouTube, because I've tried emailing YouTube to be like, hey, my content has been stolen and it's on your site, what you gonna do about it? And they give me the most bland, generic answers, which kind of pisses me off. I mean, like, I could have Googled that. So YouTube is kind of a butt, but Pornhub has actually been quite nice to me, at least in replies. So let's see what they wrote to me. This is from Leia. I feel like I always get like a female person or a representative that replies back to me from Pornhub. You know what? This is probably a dude. They probably all give themselves female names because it's kind of nice sounding. But this is Leia. I'm not sure. And it goes, hi there. Thank you for reaching out to us about this. This is me asking how I'm supposed to move forward with making mommy content. And Leah says, the guidelines can be a bit subtle, but it's difficult to cover the full range of scenarios we could come across in our terms of service. In general, the terms of service also refer to not only the obviously non-compliant illegal content, but content that appears to simulate such a content. Example, rules against familial relations. This should not only prohibit videos showing real incest, but content that depicts incest. Okay, so Skinny's kind of been skirting the lines with that. I keep things vague, and I've just put a disclaimer saying that you guys all know it's fake. I hope you do, because I do not have a son, I do not have a daughter. I only have Pinkun here to loot, okay? Back to the letter. For terms such as daddy and mommy, it is important that the metadata, title of the video, the relationship is indicated to be in a step relationship. This way it clears up the ambiguity. This way it clears up the ambiguity. I can't say ambiguity. Over if the video is aiming to depict incest between biological relatives. Note that while these terms can be okay to use if the metadata establishes a step relationship, the dialogue in the video itself cannot contradict this by being clearly incestual. Okay, that I'm not sure if I've been, like, fudging things up. Okay. I don't know if I could re-upload my old stuff, but maybe moving forward, I'd have to pick scripts or tweak scripts so that, you know, it's less ambiguous, if you're my child, which you're not. None of you are my children, at least not in blood. Okay, another aspect to keep in mind, if you are creating mommy dumb little boy content, would be to ensure that the dialogue language does not appear to fetishize an actual mother-son relationship. Okay. I might also have blubbed on that. If there are specific types of scenarios, dialogue lines, contexts you are unsure about, please reach out to us and we could clarify for you. Star. We are currently in the process of improving and streamlining our appeal process for videos that would have been removed from our site. Unfortunately, at this time, once a video is removed due to a terms of service violation, we are unable to re-review the video. This is something we are working to fix. If you would like to edit the video and upload it for a re-review, we can. Once you have re-uploaded the videos, send us a link to them as soon as possible, and we will forward the videos to our compliance teams for a review. Best, Leia. Pornhub. Alright, this answers some of my questions. So, I am not allowed to put mommy in the title, but I'm allowed to put step. So if you're a step mommy, you're okay. Maybe I'll ask if I'm allowed to use MILF, or do I have to put step MILF? Metadata, I get you. I get why Pornhub does this. I get why they have to be vague. But it is such a headache. Just let me do my non-incestual incestual, like, porn. I gotta lewd my baby boys and my baby girls. And I gotta lewd pink ones. Who's my fuzzy boy? You're my fuzzy boy! I'm gonna squish you. Okay, his collar's falling off, so I'm gonna put it over here. Dum dum dum. The internet is getting a little harder to do sexy content. Everything just is kind of like vanillaized. Which, I mean, I'm a vanilla girl. I like vanilla things, but kinky is a spice of life. I want to be a little kinky sometimes. So, I appreciate Pornhub getting back to me. At least I have some things clarified. Future scripts, I just have to make sure that they're fit and that I title them properly. I honestly think it's the titles that's been, like, giving me heck. Things to think about in the future. My next audio should be a daddy audio, and for whatever reason, people are less picky about daddy audios. So, that will go on Reddit. Maybe Pornhub. On to a different note update. I guess I'm just gonna talk about stuff I've been doing. I am looking into getting a VTuber model. People in Pillowfort and my Discord server, you've kind of been following me, seeing what I've been up to. A lot of correspondences with artists. I hope I'll be able to coordinate an artist and a rigger to help me make a VTuber model. But, I guess I want a very particular look, and getting the right artist to do it, who's available, is a little tricky. So, a lot of little projects up in the air. I've got scripts galore on the back burner that I really need to get to. So we'll get to that. It'll be kind of fun having a model to play with. I don't know how I'll incorporate it into my work. I'm not ready to, like, be a Twitch streamer. It seems like extra work. And I'm already trying to fend off burnout. I don't know if I want an extra thing on my to-do list, because if I start streaming, I'll probably cut back on audios. And audio is kind of my passion. Also, I don't know if I'm, like, that type of personality to stream games and talk to people live. I feel like you really need to be an extrovert. And I've always preferred watching people than being the center of attention, which kind of conflicts with, I don't know, just being an internet persona. When I record audios and post stuff, it's heavily, heavily manicured. And doing things live would mean that you're gonna see all my bloopers and all, which is kind of scary. So, I could possibly be throwing lots of muns into a project that I might not even fully utilize, but it's also just exciting to have new art and maybe like a new asset and prop to use. It's just nice to have that option. And I like the idea of using Patreon muns for something that you guys might enjoy. And I also need to put the muns into something. I would love to blow my Patreon muns on like a vacation, but no, Skitty's hiding out in a room right now. Maybe one day. I'll take you guys all on vacation and tell you about how nice the beach is. We get beach and seagull sounds. I don't know if I'll bring mics and stuff with me on vacation. I can finally get one of those, like, portable mics that people have been telling me to get. If I ever go on vacation, I will buy a portable mic, and then you guys could come with me. Until then, we're stuck at home. Stuck at home with Skitty. Reminds me of, like, travel vlogs and blogs. Travel blog ASMR! That would be so exciting! I'm gonna take you guys to the beach. I'm gonna teach you guys swimming. I love swimming. I wanna swim with the fishes. Fishies. I can hold my breath real good. Really good. Now I just want to lewd thoughts. Talking about lewd thoughts. Maybe, while I have my mic in front of me, I'm gonna record like a 20-second moaning audio for someone. Apparently, I've been turned into a pony. I've been turned into a pony. Skitty is now a pony. Skitty is specifically going to be Fluttershy. This source filmmaker told me that he borrowed my voice for a clip without telling me. He told me afterwards, which I'm like, well, appreciate you telling me now. Better late than never. And now he's like properly commissioned me, which I appreciate. And I've probably undercharged him. But I think it's kind of jokes that I get to be a pony, so Skitty's just gonna do it. This will be a charity. Skitty's gonna be a pony. And I gotta do some moaning sounds, and I'm gonna do a tit job. It's supposed to be for a private commission, which eventually will be public. If it ever does go public, I'll share it with you guys. But I just thought I'd share that I'm gonna be a pony. That amuses me so much. Yeah, if you know anybody who's like an animator and wants Skitty to voice something for them, I'm game. I mean, if it's like a short little thing, I'd even do it for free. Just because I might find it funny. And it's kind of cool to be in an animation. Alright. I'm gonna do a little recording. Maybe if I am in the mood, I'll do something lewd and see where things take me. I hope you guys are doing well. Taking care of yourselves. Going to bed on time. Drinking water. Alright. I love you guys. Bye.